Engaging the Earl, The League of Eligible Bachelors, Book One, written by Mindy Burbage Strunk, narrated by Lucy Morgans. Chapter One, Staffordshire, England, late October 1814. Sarah Brown knew she would never be considered a great beauty. Her eyes were hazel, but not the sort of hazel that appeared bright brown or bright green depending on the gown she wore. They were simply hazel. Her hair was not truly blonde nor truly brown, and she had a completely unremarkable face, save perhaps for the scattering of freckles across her nose. But no one considered freckles remarkable, at least not in the favourable sense of the word. She drew the book in her hands tightly to her chest. Such unremarkableness made her father's announcement more exciting, but also more worrisome. Surely in a place like London, which boasted so many people, there had to be a man who might find her intriguing enough to marry. That thought sent excitement tingling down her spine. But then the next thought always tempered it. She had little hope that a London season would result in a marriage proposal. She had heard of many ladies, ladies with large dowries and pleasant countenances, leaving London with no understanding. But still, there was a possibility, was there not? Mother's recent elevation to knighthood made her family only slightly more socially acceptable, but the title came with no additional land or money. And as both things were required for her to make a good match, and she had neither, her chances seemed unlikely at best.
"Miss Brown, Lady Maria is here to see you."
Chadwick, the butler, stood in the doorway of their small library. Sarah smiled. "Please, show her in." The butler bowed and left the room, only to return a moment later with Sarah's dearest friend in tow. "Maria, how lovely to see you." Sarah tossed her book on the nearby couch and hurried over to her friend. "How fortuitous you should come when I have such news to share with you."
"As do I," Maria beamed, her whole body shaking with excitement.
But over what? Sarah had not shared her surprise yet.
"But you should go first."
Maria tugged Sarah over to the couch. Sarah clasped her hands in her lap, even when one...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?